This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, let's see what's going on at Wildlife Safari. Allie Shavers, the marketing coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, a lot going on out there, and the big news this week was the African painted dogs.
Yes, absolutely. We got our African painted dogs in. They came in Saturday, July 19th.
And tell us more about them.
Yeah, so we got three of them. They're three males. They're 9 years old, and they're inside the drive-thru right in the Lion Loop next to our lions.
And kind of explain, and we had pictures earlier in the week, but if people didn't see them, what do they look like?
Yeah, so they kind of, well, they look like dogs, but they kind of look like hyenas, more calico-colored and bigger ears.
And what was the idea about getting them here?
The idea of getting them here is something just new and exciting for the park, a new species locally as well, and then it also helps our keepers become more educated on new species. They're also a part of the species survival plan, so through the AZA, they allowed us to have them to help with conservation.
So does that mean they are sort of heading towards being endangered, or?
They are endangered, yes.
Okay, and so I'm guessing that they came together, are they related?
Yes, they're brothers.
Ah, okay. And so, again, what area are they in?
They're right next to our lions in the Lion Loop.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I know it took a lot of work to make this happen.
It absolutely did.
All right. And people can see them. What are the park hours right now?
They are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through, 7 days a week, not Monday through Friday.
And yeah, the animals don't close.
They're there.
They're there. Yes, they do not go home for the weekend. So talk about other things that are coming up there.
So we recently had a tamarind, cotton top tamarind baby. So they're the little black and white, kind of resemble monkeys in the walkthrough area. We had a naming contest on Facebook. So the name that the community has chose was Amaris, which is the Spanish meaning for child of the moon because they come from Colombia.
Wow, pretty
and
cool.
They're typically born at night as well.
Now, I know you've had a lot of things going on there with kids events over the summer. Are those still going on?
We don't have any more events for the summer except for camp. So we do have one more camp in August. It's a bonus camp. It's called Build a Zoo. So you can register for that. So ages 6 to 8 starts August 11th, and then registration closes the 4th. And then ages 9 through 12 starts August 18th, and registration closes on the 11th.
Now, you've been there how many months now?
Oh, just celebrated my 3-month anniversary.
Have you got everything all figured out?
Oh, there's a lot to figure out. So I'm still learning as I go. You know, certain situations come up that I'm just like, oh, okay, this is new. But we're figuring it out. I got it.
And what about getting to know the animals?
Oh, that's my favorite part. I love it. I've been spending quite a bit of time down at the giraffe barn. Our newer giraffe, Muhimu, that came in a few months ago. Him and I are starting to become buddies.
And is it, it's got to be a cool experience to be around these animals every day.
It is. It's, you know, it's great. It's a great experience. It's definitely something that I never imagined myself doing, but I'm so thankful for the opportunity. I love animals. I love being there, and it's a great place to be.
What are some of the things people should be watching for this time of the year if they do the drive-through?
Definitely, let's see, our giraffes. So our giraffes, we have 6 of them. They're out. We usually try to have 3 out at a time, and we cycle through them. We also do giraffe feedings as well, so you can come out and feed a giraffe on an open truck.
Wow. So
yeah.
Anything else people ought to know about Wildlife Safari this time of year?
Absolutely. Well, summer's almost over, so definitely get
Don't
your kids
say
in.
Don't summer's almost
it
over.
Is.
No,
it
it's
is.
Like half over.
It's almost over. So definitely bring the kids down. Come feed an animal. We got red pandas you can feed. You can even feed a tiger, a bear, or a lion.
And, talk about those encounters. How do people set those up?
So you can call guest services. So you can call our office, and you can reserve the space ahead of time. Or you can come into guest services at any point in time and see what's available and sign up. I definitely recommend calling ahead of time, though, because some of them do fill up fast.
Yeah, and those really, I mean, what's kind of the special points of doing an encounter?
Well, so part of the proceeds of that go towards conservation, so helping us maintain everything that we do at the park, as well as it's a really good up-close encounter. You get to be right in front of the animal. You get to feed the animal, and you get to hear all about it from our keepers, and you can ask questions and be involved. We even do some paintings as well.
Wow. All right. A lot going on at Wildlife Safari. Anything else we had to say before we wrap it up?
Absolutely. So one thing I just wanted to touch on, I'm not sure how much the community knows, but we do offer veteran and first responders get free admissions. Their families also get discounts, as well as Douglas County residents get discounts as well.
All right. Allie Shaver, Wildlife Safari, thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.